God.
I even moved the mic out of the way.
It didn't even matter.
I did my best, man.
I know.
So if you, and I imagine that women also, to some degree, have to go through this at some point. But I know for guys, the rite of passage of shaving. And I have a 14-year-old son, and I got a text from my ex, because I have him this weekend. Like, when we get back tomorrow from Choctaw, I'll go drive out and pick him up, and he'll be with me this weekend. And so she had sent me a text, and I've noticed this recently. I mean, again, he's just 14 years old, but he's got a little
peach fuzz.
A little fuzz on his mustache.
Yeah.
And it's gotten a little heavy up there, and he doesn't really think anything of it, but she texted me and said, hey, can you show Maddox how to shave his upper lip this weekend? And I was like, oh, okay, all right. And it got me to thinking about it because I remember, and I don't know, I mean, I'm sure everybody's different, but I remember growing up watching my dad shave. You know, a lot of guys now have beards and facial hair is real prominent, but, man, as a little kid in the 80s and even the early 90s, my dad, as I recall, never really had a beard and was always pretty much clean shaven. And I'd see him shave and, I don't know, you just put some stuff in your hand and spread it on your face and you take this thing and,
man,
that's how it goes.
Yeah, this those important steps in a young lad's life as he's growing up. I'm with you. My dad has had a beard for as long as I can remember.
Right.
So my dad didn't shave, but my grandfather did. And we spent a ton of time over with my grandparents. So every morning my grandfather would get up, go into the bathroom, and turn the water on and get prepared to shave his face every day. So, of course, you're asking, hey, what are you doing? What is this? And then you just can't wait. Like, there's just certain steps,
man,
that you can't wait as a young lad growing up. And one is to get hair on your face to see what you're going to do about it. Like, once I got the peach fuzz on my face, I didn't want to shave it. I wanted the thing to grow out.
Yeah, that's kind of how
I
want to
show it and say, hey, I want all the world to see that I'm growing up and I have this on my face and we're great. But, man, it's just so different. And because once I got to the point of where, you know what, I'm kind of tired of the hair on my face. I want to start shaving. And it's such different, man, because of the hair bumps that I will get and, like, the ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
Man, it hurts for me to do it. And that's when I stopped. Like, I wanted to shave. That's what grown men will do. And I remember starting to do it every day.
I was the same way, dude.
It hurts so badly now that I haven't touched my face with a razor in probably 2 decades.
Yeah, and I rarely ever will shave. Like, obviously, I have a beard, but I rarely ever shave my neck with, like, a razor.
Yeah.
I use, like, an electric razor which isn't as close as the other way, but it's a lot easier that way. And, man, I don't know, because I've been thinking about this. So I was like, all right, so I'm going to show this dude, because I'm not shaving my face. So how am I going to demonstrate, like, well, this is what you do, to the point where he's not going to slice a chunk of his lip off?
I know. Now, are you going to have him put shaving cream all over his face just for the mustache?
No, I don't think I'll do that.
He's going to look like he has a glass of milk with just the shaving cream. What if he doesn't want to?
Well, he doesn't want to. That's the thing. But if she's saying that, then that means that, because they're not allowed to have anything at school, and I wonder if it started to get
noticeable.
Can't
have any facial hair at all?
No, none.
Dang.
Yeah, so I wonder if it's something like that where they're like, hey, I don't know what the deal is. I'll have to see him. Like, hey, man. You know, but it's interesting having a kid, because, like, I had to remember, now it's not a problem, but right before he legit hit puberty, he was, like, he would stink. And I'd be like, hey, dude, you need to put deodorant on.
Yeah, of course.
And we'd get him deodorant, and then there'd be a day like, man, he'd be like, I forgot. But you can't forget. Like, you smell like a bag of raw onions, man.
Yeah.
Like, I can't deal with this. I remember one time we were in the car. I was like, what is that? And then I look in the back seat. It was him. And I pulled over at a store. He's like, we're walking in there, and we are getting you this, and you're putting it on right now.
Yeah, but sometimes when you put deodorant over funk, it doesn't make it better.
I didn't care. I was like,
there's
gotta
be something.
Probably
better than that.
Man, but the shaving thing is really interesting. And again, like, with, you know, I don't have a daughter. I just have a son. And my brother has 2 daughters. And I know, you know, girls will grow up and at some point they start shaving their legs. I have no concept of what age that would start for them. I don't know. And, you know, but being a dude, it was probably around this time, about 14, 15, when I was like, hey, Dad, you know, how do I shave? And we all go through this where you cut yourself and it's going to happen. Hell, I cut myself now, and I've been shaving my neck for forever.
I know. I shave my head with a razor once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I cut myself the other day when I did it the last time I did. But, yeah, that's going to happen. But are you are you going to go as far as not just shaving the face and other places where you need to
dude, I thought about it.
Take care of
I
it?
I thought about telling him because, I mean, obviously, he uses a bathroom when he's at our house. I don't have a problem. So when I go to the bathroom that he uses and I
okay,
see...
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I'm sitting there going, all right, dude. We may need to have a man conversation about, look, I don't know what kind of wilderness you're trying to have, but I don't think I want it to be like that.
I think it's not manly, per se, if you say, hey, man, you need to shave under your arms or cut it down at least, and then those other regions that will probably help you out as far as smell-wise.
100% will.
Because I don't know your son. I don't know if he raises his hand up and it looks like he has somebody in a headlock. Buckwheat in a headlock. But
no, it's not that bad. But also, and I remember this too, is I think like when you're that age and you start to get like when he first started to get hair in his pits, he would be like, hey, Dad, look, I got hair in my pits. I'm like, okay, you know, cool.
I wonder if I was excited. I may have been excited about that also. But now, man, I try to get rid of that as much
as
I can.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't like
like, we're watching basketball now, and guys will have their hands over their heads, and they have this...
Not me.
This S-curl underneath, and it's like, yeah, we probably don't need that.
I get rid of mine, and I am not a fan of much body hair whatsoever from below my neck.
But my dad never told me, hey, man, shave under your arms or...
No, that was just a personal thing.
Down the...
No, I didn't run into that until, oddly enough, waiting tables in my early 20s, some dude, like, randomly asks, do you do this? And I was like, what? He goes, oh, yeah, man, I've been doing it for years. I was like, really?
Why did he just all of a sudden ask you that?
I have no idea. And maybe it was a conversation and it came up, and in my head it just was out of the blue.
Right.
I don't know. But, you know, that was a long time ago. And ever since then, that's just everybody has their personal preference of how you want to handle potty hair. And I'm sure it's different for everybody. And we live in a society now where it seems that type of body hair is more non-existent than existent.
Yeah, I will probably say the longer we go, the more men will make sure they handle keeping all that under control.
Right.
Like, I wasn't even a thought process for me all through college was to shave underneath my arms or my other area. I didn't even think about it.
I just didn't like it, and now I can't stand it. And it's like for working out and just personal preference and that whole type of thing.
And smell, and for hygiene.
Yeah, and smell, and look, and just when you're doing stuff with people, I mean, you know, it's...
So are you going to tell your son about the pits?
Man,
and the,
I feel like
the pots in the pits.
I feel like the lower stuff is like where friends at some point kind of come to you and like, hey, man.
Friends? You're going to rely on them?
You want your dad telling you that? Like, hey, man.
Yeah, I think I would prefer that than getting some wrong information from friends. What if this... That's almost like relying
I feel
on
like
friends
you got
to tell them how to... Do other stuff.
Like, you want your dad coming over to your house and being like, look, you got a really nice tree in your front yard. If there weren't so many weeds down around it,
your tree
would look great. Or do you want your friend to come over like, hey, dude, I was driving by and I don't think I want my friend talking
to me about that.
I
guess it's the type of relationship you have.
No, we do.
Because
we're
I don't think
open.
Me and my dad had that type of relationship to where he can... Talk to me about chopping down the forest.
Yeah, and maybe I feel like I could, like, casually mention it. But it goes back to, man, the younger generation now, it seems like, because when I was 14, I was going to a movie with a girl.
Yeah.
And he wants to not even talk about girls.
Sure.
And he's interested in them and stuff, but he, like, it's just not a thing. Because I remember going, what if you want to go on a date with a girl or something? And he just was like, we don't do that. I was like, well, what do you do? And they chat with each other on video games.
So and, you know, social media platforms.
Yeah,
they jump into DMs, yeah, and that's how they have their
so
conversations.
Different in, I don't know. It's a unique conversation to have, but the shaving the face thing is going to be a trip. Because it's, I don't even know, how do you demonstrate it if I'm not
if
going to?
If you can't
to,
do it, right.
Yeah. Because then it can be hard. Because, I mean, you know how it is. If you do it too hard, you're going to cut yourself. If you're too hesitant, you'll cut yourself. It has to be the right amount of pressure, and that's something that you kind of discover on your own by cutting yourself a couple of times.
But the only area he has is on his upper lip. Yeah. So is he going to have the torn up tissue?
Just because he's just going to walk around. It's like, what happened?
I was shaving. Man, my grandfather used to have that all the time. And I think that's how the conversation always came up. What happened? What did you do? And it's about shaving. And you're just always so curious, of course, when you're younger. But, I know the shaving of the face is just not a difficult conversation to have.
No, like the cheeks and stuff is easy. Like, to me, even now, like the Adam's apple area is where I get really nervous to use a straight razor or a razor.
And even if I go to the shop. And my boy E.T., love him to death, and he'll pull out the straight razor to make sure I'm clean. And I just know that when it grows back, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Unless you do it consistently every single day, and that's just not who I am.
No, yeah, and if you don't shave it completely smooth like you're talking about, you use the clippers or whatever, and it's just it's a little rough.
It's not the...
But it doesn't...
Right, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, you don't get the burn, the bumps, and I agree with you.
I mean, hurt. That's too much if you're just scratching and it itches. Right. It's just not comfortable. But
I mean, shaving dry. I personally can't stand shaving my face.
You're getting to the point, man. Your son is getting to that age where you're going to have a lot of different questions.
Having these
that's awesome,
random
man.
Convos and whatnot. But yeah, man. I mean, welcome to the rite of passage.
I know. And everyone, like you said, handles it differently, so you just don't know how it's going to go down.